朋友，祝你们新年蒙福。
Wishing all our friends, God's blessing in the new year.
啊，全年都能够更新快乐。
We can be new the entire year and be happy.
在这个新年的时候，你有没有想过有什么新的计划呢？
In this new year, have you ever given thought to any new plans?
新的梦想呢?
New dreams?
你有没有想到一些新的工作要做的呢?
Have you been thinking about some new work you want to do?
或者要去新的地方旅行呢?
Maybe go to visit a new place?
要买什么新的东西呢?
Maybe buy something new?
要认识一些新的朋友没有
？Would like to meet some new friends.
能够建立一些新的关系，好吗
？Can we all establish some new relationships?
我们趁着新年又立志做什么的进步没有呢
？Have we made some good New Year resolutions to improve ourselves?
让我提议你要顺从神的话语。
Let me remind you to obey the Lord's word.
圣经的教训。
The teaching of the Bible.
要做一个新人。
Want to be a new person.
我们中人的习惯在新年的时候呢，都穿新的衣服。
We Chinese have a custom to wear new clothes in the new year.
就是除旧。迎新
So we are taking away the old and putting on the new.
神要我们呢，脱去旧人，好像脱去旧衣服一样。
God wants us to take off our old self, just like removing our old clothes.
照着神的形象来做新人。
And we become new in God's likeness.
那现在请你看圣经哥罗西书。3:15-14.
Now let us turn to Colossians chapter 3:5-14.
我很快的念给大家听哈。所以你要知识你们在地上的肢体就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。一贪婪就是拜偶像，因这是神的愤怒必临到那些博弈利益的人。当你们在这些世上活着的时候，你们的行为也是呈是这样的。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，就是恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature.Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices.
继续下去，第十节说：“穿上了新人，这新人照着他的主的形象，在知识上不断的更新。在这世上，并不分希腊人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的、未开化的、西古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯独基督是一切，又在一切之内。”
Continue in verse 10, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge.In the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，要穿上怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此容忍。彼此饶恕，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。除此以外，还要穿上爱心，因为爱是贯通全德的。
Verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
所以这一段圣经很清楚告诉我们要除去旧人，穿上新人。
This Bible verses really clearly tells us to put on the new self, take off the old self.
怎么去做呢？
How are we going to get this done?
其实主已经应许了。
Actually, the Lord already promised.
神会给信徒新的灵，新的心。
God has already given believers new spirit and a new heart.
感谢主，在以西结书里面说，我要使他们有合一的心，要将心灵放在你们里面，要从他们肉体中除掉实心，赐给他们肉心。
In Ezekiel, it says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove them from the heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh.
你知道人的心有时很硬，是吧？
We all know that man's heart can be very hard.
我们不愿意听神，也不愿意听人的劝告。
We're not willing to listen to God nor listen to people's counsel.
我们要什么就是什么了。
We would like to do what we want.
但是感谢主，
but we thank God.
神会赐你新的心哦。
God is going to give you a new heart.
神知道人从小就犯罪。
God realized that we sin from very young.
得罪家人朋友。
We offend our relatives and family.
我们越长大着，越心更硬更坏。
We seem to the older we grow, the harder the heart.
但是神赐你心灵新心。
But God gives you a new heart, new spirit.
你看，这个36:26，神会赐你一颗新的心，将心灵放在灵里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你肉心。
So in verse 36, it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
神让我们不单只新年有信心了。
Not only God wants us to have a new heart in the new year.
每日都要更新。
Every day it has to be new.
圣经告诉我们要做一个新造的人啊。
The Bible tells us to be a new creature.
那就是看你愿不愿意接受神给你的信心了。
This all depends on whether you would like to receive Jesus in your heart.
圣经告诉我们呢，神怎样赐我们心灵呢？
The Bible tells us very clearly how we can receive this new spirit and heart.
你看下面啊，借着重生的喜和圣灵来更新。
Continue in Titus 3:5, he saved us not because of righteous things we have done.
神不是因为我们能够做什么好事。
God does not need us to do anything good.
他给我们新的生命是靠着他的白白的恩典。
He gives us new life through his grace.
我们接受他的洁净。
When we receive his cleansing,
洗去一切的罪恶,
washes away all our sins,
就得到神的灵在我们里面了。
Then we can receive God's spirit into us.
那就有能力去更新了。
Then we have strength to be new.
让我举一个例子。
Let me give you an illustration.
著名的一个俄国的文学家，伟大文学家叫做 Tolstoy.
In Russia, there is Tolstoy, a famous writer.
他是一个基督徒。
He is a Christian.
他为自己做了一个见证。
He wrote a testimony about himself.
那我不晓得这个见证是不是在他的著名的书叫做War and Peace 啊，就是那个。战争与和平那本著名的书里面是不是？但是他自己做过这个见证。
I'm not sure whether this testimony of himself was recorded in his famous book, War and Peace, but then he did say these words.
他说, 5年前我有了信心了。
He said, 5 years ago, I have a faith.
当然是很多年以前了,他那时候写的。他说我相信耶稣的教条,教训。
He said that he believed in Jesus' teaching.
我的一生完全改变了。My
entire life has been changed.
我停止了喜爱从前所喜爱的。I
stopped loving those things I loved before.
另外一方面,
On the other hand,
我开始喜悦我从前不喜悦的东西。
I like those things that I don't like before.
我从前的眼睛认为好的, 现在变坏了。
In the past, something my eyes think that is good now becomes evil.
那些从前我认为不好的, 现在看来是好了。
And those things I considered evil before now becomes good.
那就是更新了。This
is be new.
哦,感谢主, 今天你愿意接受耶稣的时候,
We thank the Lord because today, if you're willing to receive Jesus,
祂会在你的生命做同样的改变。
He will do the very same thing in your life.
虽然外表会渐渐变老了,
Whatever is on the outside getting old.
身体可能有软弱,
we have weakness in our body.
但是神的圣灵会使我们每天更新,
but God's Holy Spirit will help us to be new every day.
所以感谢主, 不单只是开始更新, 每天继续都要更新了。
We thank and praise God. Not only does we become new in Him, but it's a daily, consistently change.
哥林多后书10章16节告诉我们,
in Colossians
4:16.
No, sorry. Oh, in
Corinthians. Yeah.
Corinthians 4:16.
所以我们不上胆, 虽然我们外在的人日渐朽坏, 内在的人却日日更新。
It says here, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
因为神每天给我们都有新的盼望跟力量。
Because God gives us new hope and new strength every day.
来过一个新的生活。
And we just live as a new person.
这个新人是叫做耶稣的形象。 神给我们的,
this new person is actually living in the likeness of Jesus.
感谢主，我们看主内的弟兄姐妹,
we thank the Lord because we see in our brothers and sisters,
灵命比以前有进步了,
the spiritual life improved,
有改变了,
they have changed,
要开始懂得祷告了,
they know how to pray now,
现在比以前爱主更多,
they love Jesus much more now than before.
从前可能给教会麻烦的。
Maybe before they have caused some issues in the church.
常常批评这基督徒的。
Critical of Christians.
但是现在改到成为为教会做事了。
But now they are totally changed by God. They are helping the church.
我们也帮助有需要的人了。
They are also helping those in need.
这个就是更新了。This
is the new life.
但是现在我们要实际的再看一看怎么样过每天更新的生活呢?
Now we're going to be examining it more practically. How are we going to do this?
神给了你这个新心灵了。
God giving you the new spirit and your new heart.
怎么样继续每天更新呢?
How are you going to be new every day?
圣经刚才我们念过了哥罗西书3章。 5到9节告诉我们先除去旧人。
Well, we just read the Bible verse in Colossians 3, 5 to 9, that to take away our old self.
就好像穿新的衣服的时候之前要除掉旧衣服啊。
It's just like when we put on our new clothes, we need to take off, lay aside the old ones.
怎么样除掉旧人发呢?
How do we lay aside the old self?
这个我们需要清楚圣经的教训了。
Here we need to be very clear on the Bible's teaching.
要致死地上的肢体。
We have to put to death whatever belongs to the earthly nature.
也不要照从前的生活的方式。
Do not follow your old style of life.
要脱去旧我。
Put off the former way of life.
因为旧我是罪性、私欲、迷惑。
Because
渐渐败坏的
the old self is a life of sin and corrupting us.
如果我们不除去这个东西，就很难去更新了。
If we do not take off the former ways, it's very hard to be new.
所以看哥罗西书，请你看五章十四节怎么讲呢？
Let's look again into Colossians 3 verse 5.
这里告诉我们呢，要致死，就是除去好像淫乱了。
So here it talks about put to death sexual immorality.
那这些都是地上哪一些世俗有些邪大的罪的行为。
This is some of the secular behavior that is acceptable in the world.
我们不要学习世界。
Do not follow the world.
我们要看自己的旧性、罪性死了一样。
We have to see ourselves that old nature is dead.
那个就是说呢，当这些事情呢他们的好像在我们身上像一个死人一样不会再受影响了。
We are not going to be affected by the old way of life, old behaviors.
就像一个死了的人呢，对什么东西都没有对他有影响了。
It's just like a dead person, nothing affects him anymore.
所以不道德的性行为神不高兴。
So impurity and sexual immorality, God does not like.
污秽就是不干净的事情了。
Impurity are things that are not clean.
邪情啊，不清洁的东西了。
And then we have lust.
不合法的东西了。
Things that are not right.
有些胡思乱想的不好的东西了。
And some of the thoughts going wild.
恶欲就是超于正常婚姻之外的那些欲望。
Evil desires could also mean extramarital affairs.
或者是得罪人的思想。
Or even offending other people.
贪心也要除掉了。
Greed we need to take away.
那就是人家有什么东西我们也想要。
Sometimes people have something and we wish we could have it too.
圣经告诉我们这个等于拜偶像。
The Bible tells us all this is idolatry.
就是说你不敬畏神了。
It just simply means you do not honor God.
你喜欢其他东西比喜欢神更重要。
You like other things better than God.
那这样神所愤怒的包括其他的东西。
And because of this, God's wrath is coming.
他不喜欢我们的愤怒。
He doesn't like our anger.
Temper.
Temper.
他不喜欢我们恨人。
He doesn't like us to not like other people.
我们损害别人。
And then we harm them.
背后为坏别人的名誉。
And then we sometimes badmouth them.
说污秽的出口。
And speak filthy language.
不说真实的话。
Not speaking in honesty.
就是骗人了。
That is deceiving people.
我们都绝对不要做。
We cannot do this.
不要说骗人无所谓啊。
It's not meaning lying is a little bit, it's okay.
我们要除去这些坏的心肠、坏的言语。
We must remove all this bad language.
除去得罪别人的思想。
Remove all the harm that we have offended people.
这样才可以穿上新人啊。
Only then can we put on the new self.
请你看哥罗西书三章这个第十节下面了。
Let's continue on Colossians
你要穿上，怎么样去穿上新人呢？
Verse 10, how are you going to put on the new self?
哦，就是说要在我们的姿色上渐渐更新。
Which simply means that in our knowledge, we have to grow.
就是在我们的思想姿色上面学习耶稣的形象。
We have to learn the like to be like Jesus.
学习看圣经里面帮助我们怎么样学习耶稣的表现，他的行为，他的性格。
Learn from the Bible how Jesus, his attitudes and how his character.
这个就是更新重要的步骤。
This is the first step that we start with the new.
我们必须要念新约圣经里面所讲的。
Therefore, we really need to read the New Testament Bible.
不断的改进。
And we have to continually change.
神告诉我们生命要更新。
God tells us that we have to be new in our life.
很清楚，你看第十一节这一清楚，就是每一个人都要这样做的。
It's very clearly here tells us that everyone has to do that.
不是说您比较教育高，哦，你宗教的规则很好啊，你就可以做，每一个都可以做。
Everyone can do that, not because you are highly educated or high position people that can do it.
不同背景的人。
All those that are in different backgrounds.
没有教育的人。
Even no education,
或者是高级的领袖,
or people that are really high in society,
有权势的人,
the people in authority,
都要在主里面更新。
But in the Lord, they all have to put on new self.
要常常靠主有改变,
and always trusting God to help them change.
那这个新人的心智是怎么样的呢?
And what is the character of this new self.
好，请你看下去，圣经很清楚地告诉你了。
Continue to see, look in the Bible here, it clearly tells you.
你是神的选民了。
Therefore, as God's chosen people,
你蒙神的宝血，主耶稣宝血洁净你了。
God's precious blood has cleansed us.
你知道神爱你了。
You know God loves you.
然后你就要穿上什么的新的衣服呢？
Then what kind of new clothing we need to put on?
就是说你要有怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔和忍耐。
It means that you have to have compassion, kindness, and humility.
因为神给你信心了。
Because God gives you faith.
你可以穿上这样的好的性格。
You can put on this new character.
你能够知道怎么样去饶恕别人。
You will know how to forgive others.
你知道怎么样体贴别人。
You know how to show compassion for others.
你可以虚心看自己比别看别人比自己强。
You see others stronger than yourself.
这个并不容易，我们知道。
This is not easy, we know.
与根本我们的罪性有差别。
It's just human nature.
我们怎么样去忍耐呢？
How can we be patient?
我们怎么能够常常客气对人呢？
How can we be courteous to others?
就要学习耶稣的榜样。
We need to follow Jesus' example.
首先要饶恕别人啊。
First of all, we need to forgive others.
如果你不肯饶恕人的时候呢，你生命不会有更新。
If you are not willing to forgive others, then your life will not, you cannot put on the new.
因为你的心常常想那个人怎么样得罪过你，讲你的坏话。
Because you always remember how the other person has offended you.
这种不饶恕的心使你不能更新了。
An unforgiving heart is not possible to put on the new self.
你说我不能够饶恕人啊，他得罪我太厉害了。
Sometimes you may feel he has offended me so bad, I cannot do it.
我也要报仇啊。
I need to pay revenge.
我要对付他啊。
I need to take care of that.
我给他一些颜色看看啊。
I'm going to put on some colors.
我不会跟他合作啊。
Not going to cooperate with him.
那你要看看自己这么的重要啊。
Then you are looking at yourself so important.
那怪不得你不能更新啊。
Then no wonder you cannot be new.
那你说我怎么样能这样的爱呢？
Then how can I have this kind of love?
你就想到耶稣怎么样为你钉十字架。
Then you remember how the Lord died on the cross for you.
他为你受鞭伤。
He suffered for you.
他头戴荆棘的冠冕。
He wore a crown of thorns.
他神的儿子降生牺牲为了你啊。
God's son came into this world to, for our sacrifice.
你要学习他这种的爱。
We need to learn that kind of love.
因为他爱你，所以你也能够爱人了。
Because he loves us, then we can love others.
你不能说，哦，人对我不好，我做不出来。
You cannot say, oh, people do not treat me well, I can't do it.
不要怕。
No fear.
神会帮助你。
God will help you.
让我举一个例子。
Give you another illustration.
在美国一个著名的总统叫做林肯。
In America, there is a President Lincoln.
他为了美国做了很多大事。
He's a great president.
释放了那些奴隶。
He abolished slavery.
把国家从内战中能够得胜，成为一个合一的国家。
And our country successfully taken care with the civil wars and settled everything.
但是他是一个本人呢、啊，很安静的人。
Oh, he's a very quiet person.
沉默，不大讲很多话的。
He's a man of few words.
从小只有他的母亲养大他，爸爸不在。
He was raised by his mother. The father wasn't around.
他后来结婚了。
Then he got married.
很可惜，他的太太对他不好。
Unfortunately, his wife was rough to him.
他太太脾气很坏。
She has a terrible temper.
常常找他的坏。
Always seeking out his faults.
他的太太在家对人也不好。
In the family, the wife is not treating people right.
所以那些仆人啊，都常常打打骂骂。
And those that worked for them just always quarreled.
他自己呢也不懂得自己打扮自己。
And she doesn't know how to make up herself.
穿的衣服都是人家不能接受的。
And she wear clothes that are not acceptable.
但是林肯没有跟她离婚。
But Lincoln never divorced his wife.
没有离弃这个太太。
He did not leave her.
他接受她。
He accepted her.
他忍耐她。
He had patience.
结果林肯本身也有改变。
Finally, even President Lincoln himself changed.
因为他就学习怎么样去对那些敌对他的人，对跟他不同意见的人。
He learned how to confront those people that do not share his views.
在他政府里面那些很坏脾气的人，他懂得怎么样把他们合一乱起来做事。
He worked with people that is difficult to work with.
这样就是国家复兴了。
Then the country revived.
感谢主，他借着神帮助他。
Thank you. Thanks to the Lord because God helped him.
弟兄姐妹，你也愿意这样做吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to do this?
要在爱中过诚实的生活吗？
We live in love and honesty.
在各方面长进，达到耶稣本身那一样的方式性格吗？
We can grow and learn the character of Jesus and grow together.
因为耶稣是教会的头，我们要跟着他。
Because Jesus is the head of the church, we follow him.
我们做新人不单只在性格行为上又有好的榜样。
Not only do we speak the truth in love,
我们在神的工作上侍奉神也要日渐更新。
And in our ministry serving God, we have to be new every day.
好像圣经这里告诉我们呢，要服侍主啊，按着圣灵的心的样式。
Bible tells us that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, not in the old way of the written code.
我们侍奉主也要有改变哦。
We need to change in serving God.
哦，是神要我们侍奉的人、做新人都有一个目的，要新的方法来侍奉他。
When we put on the new self, God also wants us to serve Him in a new way.
不用世界的方法。
Not the way of the world.
不用自己从小学的哪一种简单的东西而已。
Not in simple ways.
我们要显出有长进。
We have to come out with improvements.
请你看提摩太书四章十五节。
Continue 1 Timothy 4:15.
下面提摩太书说，这些事你要殷勤去做，并在这些事上遵心，使人看出你的长进来。
Timothy says, be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
我们要更新，就是在侍奉主上要显出改变。
When we put on the new self, meaning that when we serve God with this new self, we will have change.
怎么看见你有改变？
How do we see the progress?
就是有进步了。
We have progress, improvement.
不是每天、每月、每年都是一样的东西。
Not every day, every month, every year.
生命完全没有改变。
The same old thing, no change.
去年、今年、前年都是一样。
Last year, this year, the same.
这样子没有进步了。
Then there's no progress.
那如何进步呢？
How do we get progress?
圣经讲就是要殷勤。
The Bible tells us to be diligent.
花功夫。
We need to work on it.
不放弃。
And do not give up.
不懒惰。
Do not be lazy.
各方面都要改良。
We got to change in various ways.
接着叫做更新。
This means to be new.
神在将来天上才会用您这样能够更新的人才。
God can only use in heaven kingdom later the people that are new in serving.
爱迪生就是 Thomas Edison， 他讲说
，Inventor Thomas Edison said，
他说不安定、不满意。是进步的第一个必须。
He once said, restlessness and discontent are the first necessities of progress.
就说要常常改变了。
Meaning, we constantly change.
不要懒懒惰惰，哎呀，就这样就侍奉神了。
Not simply, just simply this way to serve God.
从前以前都是一样，跟现在没有改变。
For before and now, not much change.
这是懒惰的表现哦。
This is a manifestation of laziness.
我们不需要怕艰难。
We're not afraid of difficulties.
但是我们虽然有软弱。
But even though we have weaknesses.
都可以改进的。
We can change.
你等候神会改变你。
You wait on God to change you.
当你愿意长进的时候，这慢慢你就会得到效果了。
When you are willing to change, eventually you see that you change.
有一个小孩子在小的时候被定为呢一个学习很慢的一个小孩。
There was a child that was not teachable when he was young.
哦，老师说，他教来教去都是一样的。
So the teacher said, oh, he's just so retarded.
他是缓慢退后。这个小孩子是谁呢？
Who do you think this retarded, not teachable child is?
他就是爱因斯坦。
He is the one, Einstein.
弟兄姐妹，我们不应该，不是每个人都能够做爱因斯坦。
Brothers and sisters, not all of us can become Einstein.
但是无论您是谁，您都可以长进啊。
But no matter who you are, you can improve.
您都不会是常常都是这样子的啊。
You cannot remain the same every day.
神会给你新的力量去做啊。
God will give you new strength to do it.
我们常常都想起，哎呀，我们自己有失败。
You sometimes think of our failures.
我们侍奉上有失败。
In our service to God.
啊，我们就灰心了。
Then we get discouraged.
啊，我们怎么越来越差呢？
Why are we doing worse?
我们看小了自己了。
We look down upon ourselves.
而也看小别人了。
And we also look down on others.
因为自己看小了，啊，看人家，他也没有什么好的。
When we low esteem ourselves, we do the same to others.
自己都看自己好像没有什么前途了，长进了。
We see ourselves as no future, no improvement.
我们看见旁边的弟兄姐妹都是，哎，差不多了，我不如离开了，找别的教会了。
Then you look around and think, oh, the other brothers and sisters are about the same, so maybe I should leave the church.
弟兄姐不要灰心。
Brothers and sisters, do not be discouraged.
你可以更新的。
You can be new.
你可以改变的。
You can change.
只是要看你的心智是怎么样了。
See where your heart is.
你可以除去旧的习惯。
You can remove the old habits.
旧的思想。
Old thoughts.
旧的自我。
Remove the old self.
你要穿上神给你的新的心智。
You wear the new character that God gives you.
脱去旧人，就是放下自己的主见。
Take away the old self also means put down your own desires.
愿意与弟兄姐妹同工合作。
Work together.
彼此饶恕接纳。
Forgive each other.
看别人比自己强。
And see others stronger than yourself.
在忍耐之下。
With patience.
神就一定给你有新的步骤。
God will give you new progress.
新的梦想。
New dreams.
新的鼓励。
New encouragement.
新的安慰。
New comfort.
新的盼望。
New hope.
腓立比书三章十三到十四节。这样的告诉我们
，In Philippians 3:13-14，
我有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead.
我们很难去忘记背后，是不是
？Sometimes it's hard to forget the past.
我们一想都想到啊，我们的失败。
We think of our failures right away.
我们看自己，没有像主看我们一样。
We do not look at ourselves like the Lord looking on us.
圣经说我们要向着目标竭力追求，得着神在基督里照我们上去往上去的奖赏。
Continues to say, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
在我们最困难的时候，神就给你一个安慰。
In our most difficult time, God will give us comfort.
请你看下去。
Let's continue to look.
对耶利米哀歌是怎么讲的
？In Lamentations.
那耶利米这个先知是。写了一个悲惨的书啊。
Oh, this is Prophet Jeremiah. He wrote a very sad book.
因为他在一个当时犹太国是悲惨的国家。
In those days, the Jewish really suffer a lot.
他们没有跟随神的旨意。
Because they did not follow God.
他们拜偶像。
They pray to idols.
生命去彼此来相残。
They just don't live the right way.
所以耶利米就写了一个很悲惨的哀歌。
So, Jeremiah ended up writing Lamentations.
他写这个歌的时候是怎么讲呢
？How did he write it?
请你看这里说。二十节，我心想这些，就在我里面忧闷，就是想到自己的失败啊。但我的心回转过来。
It says, "I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me."
因此有指望。
Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
22节，我们一起来看，一起念，好吗？
Let's read it together, verse 22.
因耶和华的慈爱，我们不至灭绝，因他的怜悯永不断绝。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail.
啊，弟兄姐妹，23节，一起念啊。
Let's read verse 23 now.
每早晨，这都是新的，你的信实极其广大。
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
我心里说，耶和华是我的福分，因此我要仰望他。
I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him.
凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他，耶和华必施恩给他。
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him.
弟兄姐妹朋友，
Brothers, sisters, friends,
你相信神的话吗？
You believe God's word?
你要有相信心，信神讲的。
You have to have faith to believe what he says.
不要想到自己对自己的是消极的判断。
Let's not look at our own selves with pessimism.
你相信他今天，你就接受他给你的信心、心灵。
You believe him today, and today you receive his new heart for you.
但是你说我已经信了耶稣了。
And you say, I have accepted him.
啊，但是我还有一些失望啊。
And I still have disappointments.
今天就是要重新悔改。
This is the day today that you be new again.
趁着新年就求神的怜悯。
And during this new year, we ask God to forgive us.
决定要有改变。
Determined to change.
是要有更新。
Have to have a new.
每天都要讲做。
Every day we receive newness.
除去旧人。
Take away the old self.
穿上新人。
Put on the new self.
这个是神要我们做的。
This is what God wants us to do.
你要不要听神的话呢？
Do you want to listen to God?
求天父帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天都要听他的话。
We'll listen to him right from today.
请大家低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
在我们失败的时候，你给我们怜悯。
When we fail, you give us mercy.
你给我们有更新。
You give us progress.
因为你是爱我们的。
Because you love us.
求你帮助我们有信心。
Help us to have faith.
信靠你。
Believe in you.
从今天开始，
from today,
愿意更新。
Be new every day.
愿意看你的话语。
Willing to read your word.
愿意学习耶稣基督的榜样。
Willing to follow Jesus' footsteps.
愿意连，愿意要饶恕别人。
Willing to forgive others.
愿意跟弟兄姐妹有好的关系。
Willing to work together with brothers and sisters.
让我们就在主面前成为您所喜悦的。
Then before you, we become your blessed people.
因为你的恩慈每天更新的。
Because your mercies are new every day.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks and praise.
求你帮助今天这里每一个听者。
May you help each listener today.
都有这样的举止。
Have this decision made.
在你面前。
Before you, Lord.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Listen to us, Father.
听每一个弟兄姐妹的心灵的祷告。
Pray, listen to the prayers of our brothers and sisters.
让我们都有决心。
Help us to have decision.
每日更新。
Be new every day.
奉耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.